We present at this time, by transcription, the 128th in a series of programs planned to help you keep informed about Know Your City. These programs are designed to keep you informed about Kalamazoo, its government, civic organizations, community activities, plans, and problems. This evening, we are to hear about the summer theaters, which will be opened in Western Michigan this summer. Here is Dr. Willis Dunbar, WKZO Director of Public Affairs, to bring you the report of the summer theaters around Kalamazoo.
Good evening. For a great many years, summer theaters have flourished in New England and throughout the East. In the early years of the Kalamazoo Civic Players, they presented a series of performances during the summer months. But these were discontinued, and Kalamazoo had no summer theaters until 3 years ago, when the Village Players came into being and put on a series of plays at Richland. The Village Players are still going strong, and in addition, two new summer theaters have been started this year, one at South Haven and one at Saugatuck. In a way, all three are offshoots of the Kalamazoo Civic Theater. Mrs. Betty Rigazzi, co-director of the Village Players at Richland, came to Kalamazoo as a Civic Theater apprentice, and Jack Rigazzi, the other half of the Village Players' directorship, has been seen in many civic plays. Jim Webster, who directs the Saugatuck Summer Theater, is a former Civic Theater technical director. Carl Jenis, directing the South Haven Summer Theater, is the present director of the Kalamazoo Civic Players during the regular season. Well, let's start with one of the newest of the summer theaters around Kalamazoo, the Saugatuck Players. Ray Wagner is with us to tell us about that group.
Well, Ray, how did you happen to start the theater over at Saugatuck?
Well, Saugatuck always seemed to be the logical place for a theater, ideal, and we've been had the idea for several years, but we finally found the ideal location there, the high school auditorium.
Oh, that's pretty well located, you think, for a theater?
It really is. It's on, right in the center of town and top of a hill, and it's always cool there in the summer.
Wonderful. Are quite a few Kalamazoo people interested in the Saugatuck Theater?
Yes, we have quite a backing here. Jim Webster, who is formerly with the Civic, is directing and producing. Lorraine Russell from Allegan is also in on it. Nina Jackson, who is also associated with the Civic, is doing costumes. And myself, of course.
I presume that the presence of an art colony in Saugatuck would make the theater of interest to the people in Saugatuck.
There's a great deal of interest over there in our theater. In fact, the people of Saugatuck are even calling it their theater now, and they're very enthusiastic.
How about the participants in the plays, the stagehands and the costume people, as well as the players? Will they be largely people from Saugatuck?
The first show, Angel Street, is all Kalamazoo. From then on, we're using local people, Saugatuck, summer residents, and Grand Rapids people.
Well, that brings us to the matter of what plays you hope to give, Ray. What are the plays that are scheduled so far?
Well, we opened Angel Street last night, and we're playing that Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
In other words, all these plays run four nights, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday?
That's right, on alternate weekends.
Mm-hmm.
The next play is Late Christopher Bean. That opens July the 16th. And then we're doing a comedy, which is quite new, Bright in the Corner. That opens July the 30th. And then August the 13th, we're doing Kiss and Tell, which is a very highly thought of comedy.
Very popular.
And the last one, we're doing Dirty Works at the Crossroads, the good old melodrama.
Ah, good old melodrama. Yeah. That should be a lot of fun for everyone.
Bring your own vegetables and sell peanuts and popcorn and all that sort of thing.
Well, that makes five plays in all, doesn't
it? That's right.
Mm-hmm. And what time does the curtain go up?
Curtain is 8:20 every night.
8:20, and I suppose Kalamazoo people and people from outside Saugatuck are cordially invited to the performances.
Absolutely.
Well, that's fine, and thank you very much, Ray, for being here and telling us about this interesting new venture at Saugatuck.
Thank you.
Next, let's hear about the Village Players of Richland, who are starting their third season. Here with us before the microphone are Jack Rigazzi, director, and Betty Rigazzi, production assistant to the Village Players, as well as Drew Handley, who will serve this summer as technical director. This is the third season for the Village Players, isn't it, Jack?
Yes, it is, Dr. Dunbar.
Well, now, what kind of plays are you going to put on this summer?
Well, generally, we stick pretty much to comedy. We find that people like their entertainment light in the summertime, gay and funny.
And about how many plays will you put on in all?
We'll produce five plays in all, one every 2 weeks.
Betty, I see that you have a list of them there. Could you tell us what they're going to be?
That's right. Well, we open on Wednesday, the July 7th. We see my lawyer, and that runs through Saturday, and then skip the next week, during which we're dark. Then the second show is our annual melodrama, Love Rides the Rails, or Will the Mail Train Run Tonight?
Ah, that's my meat. I'll certainly be there for that one. What's the third one?
Then Brighten the Corner. It's a modern comedy on August 4 to 7. Our Wilderness, Eugene O'Neill's very beloved comedy about American family life of 1900, plays August 17 to 20. Then we close between September 1 and 4 with The Male Animal by James Thurber.
Now, what nights of the week do those go on?
We always open on a Wednesday night and play through Saturday night, four nights.
All right. And now, Jack, tell us where the plays are given. What's the hall that you use?
Well, it's the town hall or the community hall in Richland. It's on the corner, the intersection as you turn the corner going through Richland. It used to be an old ME church out there.
Let's see, is that on M43 out of Kalamazoo?
On M43 out of Kalamazoo, that's right.
And who are the people that come to the Village Players? Are they mostly Kalamazoo folks or Gull Lake people, or just who is it?
Well, you about hit them all. Generally, the majority of the people are from Kalamazoo, and then we have people from the lake, Kalamazoo people who are living at the lake, also from Battle Creek.
And how about the actors and stagehands and costume people, Betty?
Well, we have people from Kalamazoo generally, especially from the two colleges, people from Battle Creek and the lake, and then we have a few people who have come out of state this year to work with us.
Oh, goodness. That reminds me that we haven't introduced our third guest here. I wonder if you'll do the honors, Jack.
Well, I certainly will. Drew Hanley came from UCLA, from California, to be with the Players this summer.
Well, welcome to Kalamazoo, Drew, and welcome to the Village Players, may I say. What do you intend to do out at Richland this summer with the summer theater out there?
Well, a little acting as far as Jack will cast me, and the technical directing, the set construction and so forth.
What brought you out here to Michigan to the Village Players this summer, Drew?
Betty is a graduate of UCLA, and through our departmental head, I learned about the theater, and I came out to join them to get some summer stock experience.
Is your major in theater?
Yes, it is, theater arts.
You have any summer theaters out in California?
Yes, there are a few starting up around Los Angeles now. They're mostly professional people and a few amateurs working with the professionals.
I see. A little bit different than the situation here.
Yes, you have a star system out there to contend with. You can't get the major roles because they bring stars from the major studios.
Well, isn't that true in some of the New England summer theaters?
Yes, it is. I remember last summer there were several big stars that went out to the East Coast to get in the summer theaters there.
Mm-hmm. Jack, are there any other summer theaters in Michigan except those three in and around Kalamazoo?
Well, I believe there are two or three. There's one I know of at Port Huron, and then there's another one at Detroit, and of course there's one up in Mackinac Island.
As you see it, what is the purpose of a summer theater, Jack?
Well, the purpose of a summer theater, I believe, Dr. Dunbar, is to provide entertainment, a recreational entertainment, both from the standpoint of witnessing the shows and from the standpoint of people being able to indulge in acting and backstage work, crew work, and so forth.
Sort of a form of summer recreation, then.
I believe so.
Betty, I think this next play starts next Wednesday, doesn't it?
That's right.
Tell us a little about the first play. What is it?
Well, See My Lawyer is a rather mad and funny farce about three New York lawyers who don't have much business until one screwball millionaire, a Bobby Carlin, pops in on them one day and takes a liking to the boys. And they have to become his lawyer to help keep him out of the mad scrapes he gets them into, including one little escapade involving a burlesque queen.
Ah.
Censored.
One Blossom Laverne.
Ah, sounds very gay.
Oh, it is.
Have you cast it yet?
Yes, it's all cast and under rehearsal and practically ready to open this Wednesday.
Can you tell us offhand any of the persons who will play in the show, Jack?
Well, yes. Drew Hanley, our California lad who's with us today, is in it. He's playing one of the lawyers. And there's Loy Norix Jr. is doing one of the parts. And, of course, my wife Betty is cast. Ann Butterfield from Battle Creek and the lake is doing the Blossom Laverne part.
Jack Pickering is also doing Bobby Carlin, and then Dave Field, one of the younger members of our group, is playing Irving, the younger brother of the secretary. Then we have a long list of supporting people if you have the time.
Well, thank you, Betty. I'm afraid that we don't. Now, just to remind our listeners once more, this show starts next Wednesday, doesn't
That's
it?
That's right. 8:30.
8:30 is curtain time. Well, thank you very much for being with us, and good luck to the Village Players for the season of 1948.
Thank you.
Now, last but not least, let's hear about the South Haven Summer Theater. Sitting beside me here at the microphone is Carl Jenis, director of the Civic Players here in Kalamazoo during the regular season,
who, with his wife Muriel, are doing a stint this summer at South Haven. I don't know, Carl, that I gave the name of your organization correctly. What do you call your organization?
We call it the Lakeshore Players.
And what's the meaning of that term?
Well, actually, our drawing is from Holland, Michigan, down to Benton Harbor, a 30-mile area around South Haven. Along with drawing audiences, hopefully drawing audiences there, we're drawing players from these various areas.
And inland, perhaps about the same distance, eh?
That's right. Well, actually, as far as Kalamazoo, because there will be some Kalamazoo people in our shows.
Now, how's the response been over at South Haven? Has the community received the idea of a summer theater quite enthusiastically?
Well, to tell you the truth, it's amazing. Amazing. We've been given the Chamber of Commerce completely free of charge, where we are holding our, we have our main offices. We have been given a rehearsal hall completely by the city without charge. We've been given any number of things, trucking and so forth, has all been given completely by the city without any expense to us, standing this, behind us completely.
This is the first season they've had a summer theater, isn't it?
Yes, yes, first season.
And tell us when the plays are scheduled. Do you play on alternate weeks or every week?
No, we play every week. We play Friday and Saturday nights. We repeat the same show two successive weekends.
I see. And when did you open?
We opened last weekend. We opened last weekend on Friday with Voice of the Turtle.
Mm-hmm. And this weekend, you are playing the Voice of the Turtle over again.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Who are playing leads in that, huh?
Well, we have a young lady with about 15 years experience in both professional and amateur theater, Martha Vranick, who is from Benton Harbor at present time, who's playing Sally. We have Grant Marshall, who was my assistant director at Kalamazoo last season, who's playing the boy, playing the sergeant. And Mrs. Kay Mackey, who is playing Olive, the more of a character partnership.
And what are the other shows scheduled for the summer?
Well, our second show is Dear Ruth. Our third show, I cannot announce a name at the present time because we're holding off for a week or so without publicity.
I see.
We're doing a world premiere at that time of an original script. Script which, I can tell you now, has been seen, read by numerous West Coast producers. And they have given us permission to do a tryout of it here.
Well, that certainly is very intriguing. How about the other performances?
Well, our last show, we're doing four shows next season. Our last one will be But Not Goodbye. About a year and a half or so ago, it came out in a motion picture called The Cockeyed Miracle. It's a comedy fantasy sort of thing.
I see. And where are the performances given?
They're given in the Central Auditorium there at Phoenix and Erie.
That's connected with the school building.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's very fine. Have you enjoyed it so far?
Very much, very much, although it's an extremely grueling schedule. We're in rehearsal from 9 o'clock in the morning till 12 and 1 the next morning.
Well, we certainly appreciate your taking time out to come over here to Kalamazoo and tell our listeners all about the Lakeshore Players, and good luck to you and the players for the season of 1948.
Thank you very much.
And that's the picture of the summer theater season in and around Kalamazoo. No one who enjoys the theater should have any trouble during the summer of 1948 in finding a good play to see. This has been another transcribed program presented in the public interest by the Fetcher Broadcasting Company. And now, here are the late news bulletins.